How y'all doing? You having a good day? I hope so. Thanks for always tuning in and watching the show or listening. Yo, it's weird because sometimes it's hard to just start. You know what I mean? Like, people who do this a lot know what I'm talking about. It's hard to just start. Do it. Get on there. Push the button. Make the thing. Talk to the mic, talk to the people, have something to say. I have a lot of things to talk about today. A lot of things to talk about. I want to do a little recap. I want to talk about some insanities that's happening in the world, the culture. And I'm just going to say this. This is probably not wise to say so early, but war is hard. And it's never a good thing to talk about. It's not fun. And, you know, I just choose not to have any comments at this time. And, you know, I'm always under the belief if you don't have enough information, it's okay not to say anything. So, welcome to the True Tone Show. This is the True Tone Show, where I have interesting conversation with people in their truth and more goodies in tone, you know? This is the show. This is what I do. How you guys liking it? This is episode 40-something. We're in there. Man, it's been a year and almost a year. And it's been a fun ride. We've done a lot of cool stuff, had a lot of great guests, really interesting people, a lot of underrated people, people that if you don't take the time to listen to, you'll miss out on some goodies. And that intro may have felt really, really down and up. You know, it just, people don't want to be honest in the entertainment world, the radio world, the podcasting world, the show making, show biz. Sometimes it's just hard. Like, it's not a matter of passion. Sometimes. Sometimes you just, you know, I don't feel like dancing. I don't feel like doing the thing. But I got a lot of things to talk about, so it's important today. And one of those things is last week I dropped the episode Sydney Rozon, and she is an amazing content creator, thinker. She has her own podcast, YouTube channel. You guys know where to find it. If you want to check it out, go do that. But I just really want to talk into it a little bit. I don't want to give y'all too much. Sometimes I give you guys too much. Usually I do an episode where I give you 3 or 4 points. You know, no, I'm not cheating you out today. You go do it. You go listen to it. Great. I promise. If you don't like it, I'll give you a dollar. Okay? I'll give you a dollar. I mean, it's more than what you paid. One day this stuff's going to be expensive, baby. It's going to be expensive. You better get it while it's hot. You better get it right. Get on the train now. Get on it now. But anyway, Sydney Rozon, very talented individual. She put a lot of effort into her crafts. D1 athlete. More than that, she's D1 in everything she does. And it was really cool talking to her. I really respect her point of view on many topics. You don't always have to agree on everything. I don't agree on everything we talked about, but it was really interesting. And I sometimes struggle with picking the right thing to highlight for the show so people can go back and check it out. And with her, she was she's so good and she's so thought provoking and she thinks about the things and she researches the things. And that's right there. That's everything. 'Cause it's hard to do. Knowing what you're talking about, being accurate about what you're talking about is very hard to do, and having the right information. And she has a unique set of skills. She's done something a lot of people wanted to do, and that's play D1 basketball. And I think it's important to talk about that. And she gives this great response. And I asked her about not only D1 athletics, but being a student at a university and how important, like, which one do you cater to more as an athlete? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that sounds crazy, but you're getting a degree there. They're growing you, the person. It does matter who has the young person's brain, the athlete's brain, because if everything goes well, you know, your dream goes through, you're going to be in the NBA, WNBA, and, you know, people are going to be watching you. Young people are going to look up to you. Political leaders are going to watch you, and you have an opportunity, you have a platform, and, you know, all the other crazy extremities like money get involved, and it just makes it a very sticky and hard thing to think about. But I love her response, because she talked about picking colleges, and I asked her about that, and I thought she gave a beautiful response, and here's her answer.
First, before I really address the commodifying aspect of it, because you pick the school, do not pick the team, and don't go with how you feel. Go with the school that's going to help you elevate and promote yourself, yeah, your own brand. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says, whether it's NIL, whether it's you having, whether it's you having access to a network, whatever is going to help you promote yourself in a professional space, right, or a professional environment, that's where you need to go, because that's what you're here for at the end of the day. Don't let them fool you into thinking that this is a like a real family or whatever. Like, it's a business first.
Yeah.
Because
there you have it. It's a business first. Think about the person you want to be. Think about the type of people that leave that space once they're gone. That's it. That's what you want to focus on. And I what better than to hear it from someone who's currently in it, someone who's walking through it, who's navigated the challenges of being recruited and the challenges of having opportunity to look at colleges. And I always say this wrong. Can't do it. Try it. So embarrassing. Prestigious colleges. There you go. Woo. I can say bigger words, baby. I can, but that one was. But yeah. So she talked about, you know, academias and being from a collegiate college like that, and that was very interesting. Her comments on that. We talked about a lot of stuff. I need y'all, go check it out. Leave a comment on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I know you guys are there. There's a lot of you. I appreciate the love. I need you guys to start speaking. Okay. You're not bots. I know you're not, because you send me emails, you talk to me, you're not bots. I need you guys to do this. You need to do this. Please go let them know that this show is what it is. It's coming. We are here. We're coming. It's a big show. It's on its way. And we're doing a lot of cool stuff over here. So let people know that we're here by liking it and sharing it. All right. Cool. Cindy Rosan, thank you. You were awesome. There'll be a link for her stuff on the previous podcast episode, show episode. You can go check that out and you'll get her handles and stuff like that. So this is a little different show, because normally I would do 3 points of the show and just, you know, kind of whatever. But today I want to talk about some stuff. I was like, man, there's some interesting topics right now, and I want to give my opinion. And one of those topics right now is there's this really amazing thing about being alive and being human and being a consumer, right? We live in a consumer-based economy. I'm speaking particularly to Americans at this point, and I know this is a global show. You know, we got people in Dubai, we got people in we got people everywhere, actually, which is really cool. We got people in Canada, You know, shout out to Canada. Thank you for listening. We got people obviously in the States, California, Georgia. I got Florida, Ohio, obviously Ohio. And I mean, this, I've been shocked by how the people have been engaged and tapped in. And there's this thing that I love, and that's finding people or people who've already been doing their thing and they're not boisterous about it. They're not loud, but they do it in such a beautiful way. So I want to talk about this individual, Bima Williams, BMW Williams. That's him. This guy is, he's not just a guy, this creative, this thinker gets overlooked all the time, but he's special. He's doing some creative stuff, some things that people want to do. He's host. He has his own show, Claima. It's amazing. He does a great job, and he's giving back to people in a way that I always hear black people talk about. We don't have anyone giving back. Yeah, you do. You just, you don't have the eye to see it. You got to see. And when you do see it, talk about it. Give those people their flowers. Bima, you're doing some amazing stuff, man. Like, it's so impressive. I really respect you, and you seem so kind, very kind to me when we chat. Nothing crazy. I don't want to pretend like we're cool or anything. That's a lie. Maybe one day. But I really respect what he's doing, and particularly in the sneaker game. He has this company that he's collabed with, Saucony, and he's created the Bima Claim sneaker. And the sneaker is freaking dope. Like, it's got this purple on it, and it has some yellow, which the colors are crazy. And I tried to get a pair, and I will get a pair at one point. Wasn't lucky this time, and I heard that they're dropping another batch of shoes, and I want to get them. They're called the Claima Saucony 3D Grid Hurricane, the Claima Seat, right? Very amazing shoes. Very amazing shoes. And I don't want to miss out on this, because why does it take for someone to say who they worked with for them to matter? And I don't want to do that with this. Like, if you go do your research, this guy has this creative, this businessman. He's doing some really cool stuff. I saw that he was at CultureCon, and he was hosting. And I'm not afraid to shout out other people who do what I do, because I know the space is big enough for everyone. And on top of that, it costs you nothing to be kind to a human. It costs you nothing. It costs nothing to promote their stuff. If you genuinely believe in it, there needs to be some connection to it. And, you know, I really think that this brother here, man, he's doing some creative stuff, and he's up there. He's up there with one of the guys I want to talk to. And once you do more research on him, you'll see what I'm talking about. The time, the detail that he takes into his projects, the care, the precision, the ability to be functional and not to be dysfunctional is a talent. And the way he's weaved into some of the most exclusive markets is impressive. And it's something to be talked about. Bima, hey man, shout out to you, man. You deserve it, and keep killing it, man. And one day I know we're going to talk. It'll be great. There is this story, right, that keeps hitting the market, keeps hitting views, and keeps, there's this, it's this unbelievable feeling, this itch that you just seemed, you thought it was there, you thought you treated this itch, but it, for some reason, it just keeps coming back, and it comes back in a way that is so frustrating. I don't know how to tell you this. This, I'm just going to say it. I don't want to make this like so super dramatic. But this story that keeps coming, this person, this woman keeps getting opportunities to talk. Stop giving her a platform. It's annoying. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm sick of seeing her. Like, I was a huge fan as a kid. You know, you see some of the older movies that she was in. You know, what in my community we would call hood classics. We got hood classics, you know. Stuff that we deem amazing, like The Fridays. You know, if you know, you know. If you don't, I'm not going to explain it to you. But, and I'm sorry to put this in the same category as her, but she wrote a book, right? And a lot of people know this. She's talked about Will. She has her show. She's made fun. But she just constantly keeps dragging this man. We talk about who's protecting black women, who's protecting black men. At some point, are we going to say and challenge her on TV how crazy Kanye gets challenged when he says stuff, or Monique when she says things? When are we going to do that with Jada? Because she's out of control. Like, is this thing that she's in, what we called marriage, which is an ancient word now, which people don't want to do. It's a perfect example. Is it not something you sign up for? Is this not something you do? Are you in prison? Like, did someone force you to stay there? And Good Morning America gave her an opportunity to talk about her book, which we all know no one's buying this book unless she's talking about Will. I'm sorry. You could call me out. Auntie, you're mean. That's not true. Jada's a great actor and blah, 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 blah. She hasn't done anything in a long time. And the reality is she's living off of Will. She makes fun of Will. She builds off Will. When she's in the opportunity to talk on these platforms, she brings up Will. They ask her about Will because Will matters. The real reason she's not getting a divorce from Will Smith, because if she doesn't, she loses relevancy. But for her, let me get to what it is. For her to go on that show and say, we've been separated since 2016. Why say that now? And why do it this way? And then on top of that, she says more stuff like Tupac was her soulmate. That is just ridiculous. You had your daughter write. Your daughter wrote Tupac a letter. This dude's gone. He's gone. He's not here. He hasn't been here forever. Your daughter never met him. Is that disrespectful? You tell me, is that disrespectful? And how should a man feel? You know, the thing that bothers me is, what is he supposed to do? You got to get your girl in line. I hate that line. I don't like it. It's stupid. What is he? You going to go home and slap her? No. Was he going to yell at her? What's he going to say to her? She's our own thinking person. You can't. What are you going to do? Hey, I didn't like that. And I don't think that's going to go well with her. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that's going to go well. I think it's going to become something else. But the way she attacks him, no one questions her. And women accept, some women accept it. I was talking to a lady yesterday. I asked her. She said, this is utterly unacceptable. She is an embarrassing person. And is it fair to now put Jada Pinkett Smith in the same category as Amber Heard? Remember that with Johnny Depp? That trial was wild. Could you imagine Will Smith and Jada Pinkett? Man, you know they're going to drag this out. And on top of that, there's a lot going on. Why do you go to events with him, particularly the Oscars, where she said, this is a newer quote. And I want to play a little snippet, okay? I'm going to play a little snippet, and we're going to talk about it. This was their quote exclusive that they had from I think it's called Good Morning America. And I can't think of the lady's name that does it. And she's interviewing her. And this is a little snippet, okay? You ready?
2022, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock after Chris made a crack about Jada's hair.
I could tell it bothered you. You did an eye roll. Like,
right. Yeah, and I did that eye roll not so much for me. And I think this is really important, but the fact that there could be a jab at alopecia.
Will then went on a profane tirade, warning Chris not to mention his wife's name. Jada couldn't believe what she was hearing.
What is going on? Now, first of all, I'm really shocked because, mind you, I'm not there. We haven't called each other husband and wife in a long time. I'm like,
why are you going with them
going
places?
On right,
keep
now?
My wife's name
out of your mouth, right? And I'm like, but now I'm really worried for Will because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you do.
On Oscar night 20.
Listen, come. This is she's brilliant. Okay, this is another example of why it's time. Look, this is how nervous I am about saying it. We need to start questioning women when they say stuff. And this is, people get upset. You don't have the right to question. Yeah, we do. Look at this. Look at Amber Heard. Look at what she just did. Everybody, go watch the tape. This is like a football play that went wrong. Go watch the tape, rewind it, look back. She did not look at him like she was shocked. She looked at him like, you gonna let him talk to me like that? I'm supposed to be your wife. If he's not your husband, why do you show up? And even in that picture, there's like a clip that I played with you guys that she's close to him, giving the appearance like husband and wife. If you're not husband and wife, why are you doing that? It makes no sense to me. And on top of that, it's disrespectful to keep playing this game and thinking that we're dumb enough or not going to pick up on it, that the bigger audience. And here's the thing. This is my philosophy. If you go on platforms and you write a book and you want us to buy it, obviously you want us to talk about it. So this whole idea of keeping it quiet, you keep bringing it up. He's not bringing it up. Will's not bringing it up. You are. You keep bringing this up. You keep finding ways to disrespect him. And in fact, people, if this was flipped, Will Smith would be going to jail. He'd be going to jail. He'd be going. If Will did this, they would done. He'd be over. It's an embarrassment. I talked to a close family member and they said, this is three generations of disrespecting black men. And I was like, oh yeah. Cause if you go back, you watch her show, and I'm not gonna say the title, but I don't give free plugs for that. And you know, she has her mother and her daughter who doesn't know nothing, but has answers for everything. And when I mean nothing, I mean in the context of like, she speaks as if she's this ultra wise person. You know what I mean? That's insane. Like, I grew up in a time where you trying to give advice to like someone older than you, like, yes, they can learn from you, but you talking like you have all this better than them, that's the age I grew up in. It's kind of like, it's disrespectful and it's odd, you know. But this is what we get when we just sit here and just listen to everything that someone says, like her. And it's to just be so disrespectful to your soulmate that you currently agreed to marry. You didn't have to marry him. Why did, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do that? It's a very interesting concept and thing that I'm like, wow, this is where we're at. We're in this dysfunctional space, and she's going to make money because people want the dirt. They want to know. People have always wanted to know about Will. People have always wanted to know about that side. I mean, Will wrote a book and he talks about his pride and his anger and, you know, not being embarrassed. And, you know, that those are normal things people face in this world. And the human experience is that it's not something that is merely exclusive to one individual. People can empathize with that and connect with it. And she's not throwing this man in under the bus. She's putting this man in a hyperbolical chamber, closing it, and saying it's his fault for closing the door. You know what I'm saying? So this is a very, very, like, toxic everything. And I'm just wondering, why do people keep giving her a platform on such a big level? Like, that's massive. Good Morning America is massive. It's this button-up show. You know, they tend to be fake almost with their button-upness. Every day, everything's great. Everything's awesome. Nothing's bad. And of course, I'm being facetious, obviously. But it's, why do we keep doing that? Just like, here's my point on just a real quick side note. People who say rappers, they're destroying the economy. They're destroying everything. There is, you know, why do we keep doing this stuff with these rappers and having them on our shows and blah, 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 blah. But we never question the organizations who do brand deals with them. Like Ice Spice, right? You know, he's a munch. It's disrespectful. I mean, granted, guys say some disrespectful stuff too. She gets a deal with Dunkin' Donuts. Who loves Dunkin' Donuts? A lot of high schoolers love Dunkin' Donuts. They love that stuff. So she has, I don't know if it's a donut called the Munch or something. And she's working with these brands. Who's going her? Who's doing the deals with Cardi B? And even though in some crazy way, I think Cardi, well, I like Cardi and I think she's smart. She's not dumb. You know, she's not like Sexy Red, I even hate saying her name. That girl's music, yuck, pew. But anyway, these companies and organizations, they never get questioned for doing deals with these people that we deem unworthy, quote, in quotations or whatever. But Jada Pinkett Smith, I'm sick of this. Please stop giving her a platform. Stop letting her talk. I hope her book sells, whatever. I don't care. And I know people are like, you can't talk about, well, tell them to stop forcing me to see it. If I'm reading books and I'm looking for a book and I get forced to see a clip of this crap, I'm going to talk about it. You're going to get what you want. It's time for us to start holding her accountable. I feel bad for obviously Will. I mean, I'm sure he probably does do stuff, but oh, there was a quote. The lady asked her, what has Will done? And she said a lot of things. And to me, you know what that meant? Nothing. Because if Will was actually doing stuff, you don't think she'd be saying it? Because it sounds like she's just mad about surrounding stuff. She's mad about surrounding things. Like, you know, anyone who's followed it, you'll know that she's upset because he worked too much or he was, you know, I never wanted a big house. Well, what? I'm so confused. You know how many American women or women period in the world would love to have an opportunity to do something like that, to have that, and people would take advantage to be next to Will and be able to build a home like that, to have kids like that. I'm sorry. I don't know what else you want from him. Everything his kids wanted to do, he gave them an opportunity to do. The daughter wanted to be a singer. He got her an opportunity to sing. She didn't want to do that. She got out of that. The son wanted to be an actor. He got him in that. He was an actor. Like, I don't get what else is a man supposed to do, a father supposed to do. He's supposed to build a home, protect his family, get them to an age where they can take care of themselves. So I feel like he's done those things. What are we talking about? And this is sad that she seems to not have no respect for him at all, which is even worse because regardless of how she feels about it, that's still the father to your children. So there definitely needs to be some retribution for what's happening with Jada. And I want to move on. I want to talk about something. There's this coach, right, who's a legend. You know, he coached Drew Brees, Sean Payton. He went to the Saints. There was this whole ordeal. And big story is big money. And he went to New Orleans during the flood. That was traumatic for everyone. And it was a big deal when the flood first hit New Orleans. Sean Payton goes there, gets Drew Brees, you know, the story with the arm. And, you know, Drew Brees, we didn't know if he was going to be the same player, and which caused Nick Saban to miss out, I guess. That's why he went back to, you know, Georgia. Alabama, sorry. And it's a very interesting note because you should be careful what you say until you're in that person's shoes, right? You know, you ever heard that statement like, it's good to talk that talk, but what happens when you put their shoes on and you start doing the things that they were doing, you realize like, dang, maybe I spoke too soon. Sean Payton made a comment to him. He's like, towards Nathaniel Hackett, who is currently the offensive coordinator for the Jets, right? He used to be the head coach of the Denver Broncos. And he made this comment. He said, worst coaching job ever. That's before Sean Payton even walked into the facility and started meeting people. And, you know, another good quarterback, Russell Wilson, who some people think is on the end of his career. For whatever reason, the offense isn't clicking. They won 5 games last year. Sean Payton walks in the door with his luxurious smile, makes a comment. And it blew up the internet. You know, guys like Aaron Rodgers. I thought that was unnecessary. Nathaniel Hackett's a great offensive coordinator. Being so, Aaron Rodgers with the Jets, Nathaniel Hackett's offensive coordinator on the Jets. Now, some people, he got backlash. Then he, you know the deal. Backlash, roll the carpet out, put the cameras on, go to the podium. I'm sorry. You know, I it was a bad choice of word. No. That's if someone shows you who they are, do not punish them for that. Thank them. They show you who they are. Thank them for it and keep it pushing. He dogged him. embarrass him. I'm going to show you what real coaching can do, right? He starts the season, 2023 NFL season with the Denver Broncos. Last night, they just lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, making them 1-5. You talk all that mess, Nathaniel Hackett won 5 games with that roster. The roster that you said you could do better because you're a better coach. And I thought that was really interesting. Because last year they were 5-12. Wow. This year they're 1-5. What does that tell you? I don't think they're going to win many games here. I mean, the season's still early. I know. Amonte, the season's still early. Don't, you know, they could put a string of games together. I don't know, man. I think he's getting humbled. Sean Payton ain't looking like the GOAT no more. Maybe Drew Brees was a lot better than we thought. You know? I mean, maybe it was just a flash in the pan. I mean, obviously, he's a good coach. I don't want to sit here and pretend like he's not. But I just really want to point that out because people pretend like that's not a thing. What he did was highly disrespectful. It's a constant level of disrespect and egos clashing each other and people feeling like, I'm better than you, you're not. I'm going to show you why, and here's why I'm better than you. It's disheartening. But I hope they figure it out. I like Russell Wilson. I feel like he gets a bad rep because he tries to be very brand conscious. You tend to see that with a lot of minorities. Like LeBron, he's very image conscious is probably a better word. He's very always thinking about that. He's always image, how's this going to affect this? How's this going to, and you know, he makes this comment, which puts the locker room against each other. You know, Russell, stop kissing babies. You're not running for office. That it just breeds toxicity. And you know, you hear other players like Marshawn Lynch coming out for Russell, which is not a good look. I never had Russell's number. Didn't talk to him or Pete. I don't know if that says much because Marshawn Lynch is a different cat. But who doesn't want to hang out with Marshawn Lynch? I mean, I could tell he probably was. He was fun to be around when he's happy, and I bet he probably was a handful when he didn't like things. Which, you know, who says you shouldn't be that way? So That's some good stuff. So I want to talk to you about the last thing and we're going to get out of here. That is next week's episode. I'm going to be dropping. It's going to be Brett Bones. It's an interview with the artist. Very talented. It's a great conversation. Don't miss out on it. I hope you guys will tune in. Like I said, I know you guys are going to because you've been so good about it. This show is going somewhere. I hope get on it. Get on it and let people know about it. But yeah, next week's episode is Brett Bones, and he's a fantastic conversation. And I love some of the answers he gives to the questions, and we'll talk about it again. So, you know, this segment, The Truest Tone, right? This segment, people have been talking to me about it. They like it. And I want to talk to you guys about it. And I think this is a perfect example of everything I've been talking about today. You can't show hate and expect love in return. You can't do that. You cannot show hate and expect love in return. That is not how that works. All these people showing hate or pulling someone else down to get some type of love or some type of adoration back or some type of appreciation, some type of money. Where in the world has that ever worked? If I plant a very toxic tree, is it going to bear fruit? No, I don't get where this comes from. I don't get it. So the truest tone is show love, get love, show love without the expectation of love coming back, giving without the expectation of anything coming back to you. And that's the show, baby. And as always, was there truth to this conversation or was it just noise? I'll let you decide. I appreciate you guys, truetonepod@gmail.com, Amonte Hall and the True Tone Show on IG and all social media platforms. Till next time.
do 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 do.